Sing Out was founded over 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music is from pianist Tracy Dares. Tracy played for many years with Natalie McMaster. We heard Old Grey Goose from her CD Crooked Lake on Groundswell Records. We'll hear more from Tracy later. This week, we offer another of our occasional record reviews with an examination of Janice Ian's fine new CD, The Light at the End of the Line. Her new recording is on Rude Girl Records. We'll surround Janice with a collection of great songwriters who just happen to be women. We'll open the program with Donna Harula and the title track from her new recording, Bang at the Door. It's on her own record label. We'll follow with Eliza Gilkison's new CD, Songs from the River Wind, and Buffalo Gals Redux. That's on Howlin' Dog Records. But let's start with Donna Harula and Bang at the Door on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Shaking the doorknob around. He keeps shaking the doorknob around. Bang, 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 bang at the door. Bang, 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 bang at the door. I turn the
remember. We've been through this before. No, you're not coming through that door.
Swallows on the power line, counting the cars. She's in the northward flow from the city. In a few more hours, she'll be sleeping beneath the stars. She's at a bend in the river. Carry her out of sight. Bend in the river. Surprise her in the night. Bend in the river. There's always one more turn. And there's always one more lesson you got to learn. Singing Motown to the washing machine when he heard the song of a loon. He shut his mouth to hear it came from deep within. He knew that something was peculiar indeed. And when a voice
dust from the dryer said, "You better move, boy." It was a voice he thought he ought to heed. Yes, a voice that he chose to heed. Brought him to a bend in the river. Carried him out of sight. Bend in the river. Well, it surprised him in the night. Bend in the river. Yeah, there's always one more turn. There's always one more lesson you got to learn.
That was Dori Freeman from her recording 10,000 Roses, and we heard the title track, Dori Freeman. And before that, we heard from Claudia Schmidt from my favorite of her recordings, Big Earful and Bend in the River. That's on Red House Records. And before that, a song my wife does not care for very much in its fiddle tune form, but she likes it the way Eliza Gilkison does it. We heard Buffalo Gals Redux from Eliza's recording Songs from the River Wind, and that's on Howlin' Dog Records. And we let off that set with Donna Harula from her recording Bang at the Door, and we heard the title track. That's on her record label as well. We're listening to female singer-songwriters this week, and later we'll have a review of Janice Ian's new recording, The Light at the End of the Line. But we're going to lead off this next set with Uffe O'Donovan from her recording, Age of Apathy. This is the title track on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Ooh, let's take a ride. I know you love the draconic twilight. Go east on 23, past the farms and the festival memories. Listening to the Hudson Valley breeze. Oh, to be born in the age of apathy. Nothing's got a hold on you. If you need someone to hold, you can hold me. Under the shade of a quaking aspen tree, I came for New England's party, but the colors haven't started, so it's just you and me.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2209, and remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from pianist Tracy Dares and her recording Crooked Lake on Groundswell Records. Tracy used to play with Natalie McMaster. And before that, a brand new recording from Alice DiMicelli. The recording is called Every Seed We Plant, and we heard Every Seed, the title track. That's from her own record label, Alice Otter Music. And before that, Kate McLeod's new one, Uranium Maiden, music inspired by the region of Utah, created for everyone. And we heard The Train Across the Great Salt Lake. That's an instrumental. She did that on another one of her recordings. That was Kate McLeod. We let off that set with Ufe O'Donovan from her newest recording, Age of Apathy, and we heard the title track at Sun Yep Rock Records. Up next is our occasional record review, and this time around it's The Light at the End of the Line by Janice Ian. When my musical crew was beginning to play and write songs in the mid-60s, Janice Ian was our hero. She was a contemporary of ours, being just 15 years old when she recorded Society's Child. She recorded for Verve Forecast Records, a company notorious for taking young artists and making formulaic records. Ironically, the song was recorded for Atlantic Records, which refused to release it. Unfortunately, repeat success was difficult to achieve until 1975, when she released Between the Lines with At 17, which won the Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Performance. Now, as she turns 70 years old, The Light at the End of the Line is likely her last studio album. It's her first recording of new material in 15 years. It's a wonderful representation of a master songwriter at the top of her game. Each song is a unique stylistic piece, and we'll sample three selections. We'll open with I'm Still Standing, a song of universal appeal and celebration of survival in trying times. Swan and Noah is in honor of the workshop held annually near Asheville, North Carolina, where Janice teaches composition. The song celebrates the peaceful tranquility of the mountains and their rich history. We'll finish with the title track, The Light at the End of the Line, a song she dedicates to the many fans who stay after the shows to meet her. This is something she will miss in her retirement. Janice Ian is known for her personal songwriting style, and The Light at the End of the Line should serve as a template for songwriters for years to come. Now here's I'm Still Standing from The Light at the End of the Line by Janice Ian.
See these lines on my face, they're a map of where I've been. And the deeper they are traced, the deeper life has settled in. How do we survive living out our lives? And I could not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I want to rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year. I'm still standing here. See these marks on my skin? They are the lyric of my life. Every story I begin just means another ends in sight. Only lovers understand. Skin just covers who I am. And I could not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I wanna rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year. I'm still standing here. See these bruises, see these scars. Hieroglyphs that tell the tale. Can read them in the dark through your fingertips like braille. And I would not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I plan to rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year. I'm still standing here. I'm still standing here. I'm still standing here. just wanna know I can hear you call my name upon the wind. If I fall behind, don't worry, you will see my face again. You will see my face again. I am longing for my home so far away. I will carry you within me from the cradle to the grave, from the cradle to the grave. And the mountains and the mist and the white clouds they kissed, and the sweet gum's perfume in my hair. When these hard times have passed, I will see you. I'll be home to stay. Oh, my darling, I'll be home to stay. When these hard times have passed, I will see you at last. Swannanoa, I'll be home to stay. Oh, my darling, I'll be home to stay. It's the end of the line, and I know it's been rough. Oh, but time after time, it was always enough. You were there when I laughed, you were there when I cried, you were there as I tell you goodbye. It's the end of the line, and whatever they say, I was yours, you were mine, just a heartbeat away. Close enough to be kissed, far enough to be missed, from the cradle to silver. In due time there will be someone else who will see all the good in your heart, even though we're apart. Oh, how I've loved your heart. In the blink of All that's left is the past, and the memories fade till there's silence at last. But the song will remember, the spark will still shine. It's the light at the end of the line. There's a light at the end of the line.
Janice Ian, The Light at the End of the Line, her first album of new material in 15 years. We heard I'm Still Standing, Swannanoa, and The Light at the End of the Line. That's on Rude Girl Records. And as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't get much better than that. We're going to shift gears here with Ani DeFranco from her recording Revolutionary Love and a tune called Station Identification on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
that I might have fallen. Honey, I think of you. Well, the winter's calling loudly now. I believe it'll be here soon. And it won't be kind. It'll rule me with shadows, turning my gold to blue.
Sometimes it feels like we'll never
one of my very favorite songwriters, Kate Campbell, from her recording Damn Sure Blue and a Long Slow Train. That's on Large River Music. Had a chance to see her once. She doesn't get into our area very often. It was just a magical evening. And before that, we heard from Joan Shelley and her recording Over and Even and Brighter Than the Blues. That's on No Quarter Records from Joan Shelley. And we let off that set with Ani DeFranco from her recording Revolutionary Love on Righteous Babe Records. And that's a fascinating tune and kind of an introduction to what we're going to do next week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been collecting psychedelic folk music recordings from England and beyond for many, many years. And we're going to sample some of those next week. Listen to some stuff that's kind of far out, but a lot of fun as well. Hope you enjoyed our short review of the new recording from Janis Ian, The Light at the End of the Line. It is just a dandy. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there. Wash your hands, wear your mask, get inoculated and boosted so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2209.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer and I got a bell and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom. It's the song about love between my brothers and my sisters all